you think that's thunder?
Listen again.
Does sound like thunder, doesn't it? I thought it was thunder. Well, it just goes to prove. I don't know exactly what it proves, but it must prove something. Now there are some of you out there that aren't going to believe this story. You'll say I was drinking. Well, I'm not exactly a man who'd refuse to take a nip now and then with friends. But I swear to you, by old Nicholas Vedder's tombstone, this happened. May I burn in brimstone if a syllable I tell you is a lie. You know the Catskills? If you've ever voyaged up the Hudson River, you know the Catskill Mountains. They're way to the west, swelling up to a noble height and lording it over the land below. Every change of season, every change of weather, indeed every hour of the day, makes some magical change in the shape of the Catskills. The good wives, far and near, say they're perfect barometers. When the weather's fair, the Catskills are clothed in blue and purple and print their bold outlines on the clear evening sky. But sometimes, even when the day is cloudless, they will gather a hood of gray vapors above their summits, and in the last rays of the setting sun, glow like a crown of glory. I was born and bred at the foot of the Catskill Mountains. My village is old. Very old, founded by the Dutch under the government of good Peter Stuyvesant, may he rest in peace. The houses are all built of small yellow bricks bought from Holland, with latticed windows and gabled fronts and weathercocks.
Good evening, Rip Van Winkle.
Good evening, Mynheer Van Bommel. My friendly village.
My fishing pole's broken, Rip.
I know a man who'll mend it for you. Good people here. Friendly. The twilights are long up the Hudson Valley, and the wood smoke hangs in the quiet air. What could please a man more than to light up a pipe full of laden shag and sit with one's fellow townsman in front of Vedder's Inn, and under the portrait of His Majesty King George III, talk out the problems of the day with Derek Van Bommel, the schoolmaster, Brom Dutcher, and old Nicholas Vedder. There was peace for that. Peace in the palm of your hand. That's my wife, Dame Van Winkle, a fine woman. Mother of my son, mother of my daughter. Fine woman.
Rick! Rick!
There's a fine woman.